One for the Money, Disc 2. I poured ketchup on my meatloaf and barely restrained a second sigh. Recovery agent, I said. I've got a job as a recovery agent. A recovery agent? My mother repeated. Frank, do you know what a recovery agent is?
Yeah, he said. Bounty hunter.
My mother slapped her forehead and rolled her eyes.
Stephanie, 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 what are you thinking of? This is no kind of work for a nice young lady.
It's a legitimate, respectable job, I said. It's like being a cop or a private investigator, neither one of which I had ever considered to be especially respectable.
But you don't know anything about this.
It's simple, I said. Vinny gives me an FTA, and then I find him and escort him back to the police station.
What's an FTA? My mother wanted to know.
It's a person who's failed to appear.
Maybe I could be a bounty hunter,
Grandma Mazur said.
I could use to earn some spending money. I could go after those FTAs with you.
Jesus, my father said. My mother ignored both of them.
You should learn to make slipcovers, she said to me. There's always a need for slipcovers.
She looked at my father.
Frank, don't you think she should learn to make slipcovers? Isn't that a good idea?
I felt the muscles tense along my spine and made an effort to relax.
Buck up, I told myself.
This was good practice for tomorrow morning, when I intended to visit Morelli's mother. In the order of the Berg, Joseph Morelli's mother made my mother look like a second-rate housewife. My mother was no slouch, but by Berg standards, Mrs. Morelli was a housewife of heroic proportions. God himself couldn't get windows cleaner, wash whiter, or make better ziti than Mrs. Morelli. She never missed Mass, she sold Amway in her spare time, and she scared the bejeebers out of me with her piercing black eyes. I didn't think Mrs. Morelli was likely to snitch on her last born, but she was on my quiz list anyway. No stone unturned. Joe's father could have been bought for $5 and a six-pack, but his father was dead. I'd opted for a professional image this morning, dressing in a tailored beige linen suit, complete with pantyhose and heels and tasteful pearl earrings. I parked at the curb, climbed the porch stairs, and knocked on the Morelli front door.